This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Palestinians in a displacement camp react to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal after U.S. President Joe Biden's support. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
In the central city of Deir al-Balah, where many have recently fled following Israel's ground assault on Rafah last month, nylon tents sprawl out from the city's main hospital, an expanded garbage-strewn site that lacks running water toilets. Imad Hassona, originally from Gaza City, but now living in a small tent with his family, says any proposal that leads to our return to our homes and the reconstruction of our houses and the release of our detained brothers, we're with it. For months, virtually all Palestinians the AP has spoken to have been in favor of a ceasefire deal, citing the unbearable living conditions and Israel's ongoing bombardment in the enclave. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters, angry at joblessness, inequality and power shortages, slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has told a gathering of top security officials he doesn't see war with China as imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Austin stressed the importance of renewed dialogue between him and his Chinese counterpart in avoiding miscalculations and misunderstandings. Austin's comments Saturday at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore came the day after he met for more than an hour on the sidelines with Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun, the first in-person meeting between the top defense officials since contacts between the American and Chinese militaries broke down in 2022. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voting has ended in the last round of a six-week-long national election in India that is a referendum on Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decade in power. The election will test the limits of his political dominance as he seeks a third straight victory. The seventh round of polls covered 57 constituencies across seven states and one union territory. It completed a national election to fill all 543 seats in the powerful lower house of parliament. The votes will be counted on Tuesday, with results expected by the end of the day. Boeing Starliner blastoff into space has been delayed. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The countdown to Boeing's first astronaut flight into space was scrubbed with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to liftoff after the ground launch sequencer put a hold on the launch. Mission Control made the announcement.
Hold, hold, hold. Flight Control received a CCLS. Hold it. Approximately T-minus 350.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule and awaiting liftoff to the International Space Station. Wilmore had just addressed the public.
This is a great day to be proud of your nation.
This is the latest setback in years of delays for Boeing's commercial space mission. NASA says engineers are evaluating the data and want to be ready for a Sunday try if possible. I'm Julie Walker.
Military forces from the United States and nearly three dozen countries have wrapped up the largest annual joint training exercise in Africa after 2 weeks in Tunisia, Ghana, Senegal, and Morocco. During Africa Lion, the U.S. military showcased part of what they offer countries facing instability inside and just beyond their borders. Along with African militaries, they celebrated partnerships and training to combat growing instability and violence throughout the region. But despite the spectacle, parts of Africa are getting more dangerous, and new questions are circulating about how Western countries engage with the continent with the backdrop of new competition from Russia and China. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.